Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Ukraine says an American proposal for an immediate 30-day ceasefire in the war with Russia includes a truce in the air, at sea and along the entire front line as US officials prepare to present the deal to Moscow. After 8 hours of talks in Saudi Arabia, Ukraine backed the proposal, with President Zelensky describing it as a positive step. Yuri Sak is an advisor to the Ukrainian government.
We're quietly optimistic. Both sides have worked very hard running up to these negotiations. You know, there's been daily exchanges of views and positions, and now they've finalized all of those in Jeddah, and hopefully this will work out.
The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the ball was now in Russia's court. Washington has also lifted its suspension of military and intelligence support for Ukraine. US stock markets have had a second turbulent day after Donald Trump announced he was doubling the tariffs for imports of Canadian steel and aluminium before reversing his decision a few hours later. Mr. Trump changed course after the Canadian province of Ontario agreed to roll back its threat to significantly increase the cost of electricity it supplies to America. Here's our North America business correspondent, Erin Delmore.
It's a remarkable turnaround after President Trump earlier threatened to increase tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum by an additional 25%, bringing the total import tax to 50%. President Trump has now walked that back, but he reiterated his desire to absorb Canada into the U.S. as its 51st state. And a scheduled 25% tariff on steel and aluminum is still going into effect tomorrow. Canada is America's biggest supplier of both.
The U.S. Department of Education says it's cutting its staff by almost 50% as the Trump administration presses ahead with plans to reduce the federal workforce. Peter Bowes is in Los Angeles.
The Department of Education says the cuts are part of its final mission and that nearly 50% of its workforce, that's about 2,000 people, will be put on administrative leave at the end of next week. The Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon, said the goal was to improve efficiency and ensure that resources were directed to students, parents and teachers. President Trump has said Ms. McMahon must put herself out of a job. Traditionally, U.S. schools have been mostly funded by states and local communities, but federal funding is required for low-income schools and students with special needs.
Security forces in Pakistan have rescued more than 100 people who were taken hostage in an attack on a passenger train. Insurgents are locked in a battle with troops in a mountainous area of Balochistan province. A banned separatist group, the Baloch Liberation Army, says it's behind the attack. It's demanding the release of political prisoners it claims are abducted by the Pakistani military. BBC News. An appeals court in France has ruled the French state must compensate people in two Caribbean territories who can demonstrate they've been affected by anxiety over exposure to a dangerous pesticide. The Court of Appeal highlighted state failures to protect people in Martinique and Guadeloupe from chlordecone. Used in banana plantations until it was banned 30 years ago, the pesticide has been linked to cases of prostate cancer, infertility and child mental health issues. The Portuguese government has collapsed, having lost a confidence vote in Parliament. The motion was tabled by the minority coalition government itself. The Prime Minister, Luís Montenegro, is embroiled in controversy over a potential conflict of interest. Romania's Constitutional Court has upheld a decision by the electoral authorities to ban the far-right candidate Călin Georgescu from contesting a rescheduled presidential poll in May. He won the first round of the election last year, but the process was annulled amid allegations he'd benefited from Russian interference. Mr. Georgescu condemned the latest ruling.
After everything that's happened today at the Constitutional Court, indeed over the last few months, I can tell you that I will remain steadfast in my signal for freedom, democracy, peace and dignity. It seems that at the moment, democracy and freedom are taking their last breath.
The European Union has said it will allow its member states to set up migrant return centres outside the bloc as EU members push for a harder stance on immigration. Under the plan, asylum seekers could be sent to holding centres in non-EU countries while their cases are assessed. A plane carrying the former Philippines president Rodrigo Duterte has left Manila for the International Criminal Court in The Hague, where he'll face trial. The ICC said he was being charged with murder as a crime against humanity. The charges relate to his war on drugs. That's the latest BBC News.